Well, as much as I would like to pin this whole crypto drop on Larry Fink and BlackRock and their alleged malicious trade against the so-called stablecoin Luna and subsequent attack on Bitcoin, as much as I'd like to blame all that for the drop, the simple reality is that it's mostly the fault of these crypto lenders that are liquidating away because they're under investigation, both by the SEC and the state of New York. So these are crypto lenders based in Eastern Europe. They claim to have quote unquote Swiss roots, whatever they are, whatever those are, Swiss roots when they're based in Bulgaria and have PO boxes in London and the Bahamas to make them sound more legitimate. Like, oh, our Bahamas office, our London office. And meanwhile, it's just the mailbox forwarding service, So these people are total fucking garbage. They deserve to rot in prison forever. Because they advertised on big crypto websites, not only for people's Bitcoin and Ether deposits, but for their dollars and euros. Like, deposit your dollars now, which is straight up illegal. Usually, only a bank, a regulated bank, can offer a specific annual interest rate and say, deposit your money now, deposit your fiat. So these people are garbage. The law is finally catching up to them. They're liquidating their customers' assets because they're basically trading with customer funds. They're basically Ponzi schemes. And that appears to be mostly the cause of this drop. And so I'm still incredibly bullish. After the SEC is done taking out the trash, there's still going to be a strong Bitcoin and Ether community and tons of apps and use cases for both. And this isn't a government assault on crypto. It's literally a couple of multi-billion dollar crypto lending firms. They got these huge valuations in the run-up of Bitcoin during the pandemic. They're still run by the handful of Eastern European scammers that founded them. And they've invested in, very good graphics and very aggressive Twitter social media presence and stuff. Very aggressive. But they're ultimately just fucking scammers. They fractionalize their operations. They use customer funds on risky bets, including buying, garbage NFTs and stuff. And not good NFTs that are affordable and that, don't wreck you. But NFTs that are just hype, just garbage. And these people don't care about advancing crypto. They don't care about making us look good. And so, as the government goes after them, I say just stand aside. Just absolutely stand aside. Don't see this as an attack on like Coinbase and Gemini, because it's not. This only makes regulated American crypto services look better in retrospect. They're just going to look better and they're going to be more trusted as the SEC and other agencies take out the trash. And so again, just based on my own poking around, not legal advice, not financial advice, not a guarantee, just as a researcher, it seems that this drop in value is literally the lenders liquidating their Bitcoin, Ether, and other cryptos because they're either being required to by law right now, they're either, in the seizure phase of the SEC investigation against them, they're either in the seizure phase. Or they're doing this as some kind of misguided attempt to have enough fiat on hand that they can pay the SEC when they come knocking. And by cratering the crypto market, all they've done is piss off every single crypto user. And so what firms am I talking about? Celsius is the big one. Celsius under investigation. And also Nexo. So Bulgaria-based Nexo is also under investigation. And what's so comical is Nexo, I joke that the head of Nexo is like crypto Scarface. The guy has so much machismo and so much, bravado and whatnot. He literally thinks he's cryptocurrency Scarface over there in Sofia, Bulgaria, telling the SEC what to do. Telling the SEC, forget about it. Forget about it, fucker. No, you don't tell the SEC to forget about it. I mean, this guy, I can't say much because they threatened to sue me before. When you threaten to sue me, I don't say much about you because it proves what a piece of shit you are. But this guy's under SEC investigation. The allegation is playing with client funds. And because of the run-up in Bitcoin, whatever deposits they actually have are now worth potentially more than a billion. dollars. But this is the reason for crypto dropping. The government's not coming after it. This new bill in Congress is overwhelmingly positive. It's bipartisan. And from what I've read, it would be, welcome relief for the crypto community in terms of this really strict regulation being loosened somewhat. But still, just flat out robbing people is going to be illegal. And trading with customer funds and rehypothecating customer funds and fractionalizing those customer funds. That's what these lenders allegedly did. They deserve to rot in prison forever. And they do operate within the EU, which means they can easily be extradited to the United States under, US has an agreement with the EU, especially for financial crimes. So these people are such dummies. I think, again, they invested in like social influencers and little attack dogs on Twitter and great like financial institution type graphics. But at the end of the day, they're just fucking scammers in Bulgaria and Romania. And they will be extradited to the United States, and they will stand trial. In the meantime, it seems like these liquidations are happening either because they're scared of prosecution or because the seizure phase has already occurred and Uncle Sam is liquidating what they've obtained. So those are my thoughts. Take it with a grain of salt. But as usual, I'll probably be proven completely correct.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. Fulcrumnews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.